Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Mark Grody's got a Bears hit.
And so I wanted to get into the mind of somebody in that Bears locker room about Justin Jefferson and what makes him tick. CD Gardner-Johnson was the one I spoke to about Justin Jefferson.
Why is he great, though? Can you pinpoint it?
Man, he can do block, he can catch, he can catch screens, run the ball. He's one of a kind. He's a unicorn.
Now, we got to stop with the unicorn. We have to stop. Not everybody is a unicorn.
I want you to get mad.
I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write.
We just saw one in Victor Wembanyama.
He's a unicorn and he's special.
It is unicorn. It's that unique.
Yeah, I mean, he's a unicorn for sure.
Put the tape on. That's all I'm going to say. This guy's a unicorn.
He is a unicorn.
We call it kind of like that unicorn fastball.
Unicorn!
Enough already.
That's the only unicorn who's been in our sports diet this week. Apologies to Darnell Wright, but he's not one either.
You know, yeah, I got a joke that right now he's a little bit of a unicorn.
I guess he's saying rare stuff. Unicorns are rare. That's the best guess I have. I don't have a horn.
Dan Campbell. He's an amazing person. One time someone told me he is a unicorn.
The idea of using coal out wide.
He's a little bit of a unicorn.
I'm Michael Jordan. If you're doing it, stop it. Get some help.
I'm Team Tony Wise on this.
There's no such thing as a unicorn as an offensive lineman. Anthony Munoz may have been a unicorn. Randall McDaniel might have been a unicorn. And Dwight Stevenson.
Let's stop. Stop. That broke me on the unicorn thing.
You had to stand up.
I did.
And for yourself and for your team in that moment.
And for unicorns.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window. Open it and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not gonna take this anymore.
Unicorns are cool, but I prefer dinosaurs, honestly.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We got a full boat for you today, including a 5 o'clock hour with everyone's favorite coach, Dave Wanstead. He will be here. We will talk Bears, maybe a little college football. Pitt's got a big game coming up this weekend. No? All right. Well, maybe not. Also on the show today, Mark Grody is going to join us. He's going to let us know what's happening at Hallis Hall. That's a thing. And then in a few minutes, in 20 minutes, in fact, we're going to talk with Patrick Manley about the Bears, about special teams, about Rex Grossman. There's a lot to get done. Alex is here. Tanny is going to be well fed. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello. We're going to hear from Scott Boras a little bit later on a Cubs target as well.
I noticed that you guys were like, you just ignored my idea of allowing the listener to do that.
Oh, no, I liked that idea. I didn't give you I didn't give you proper support and love in the text thread. I admit. I didn't even click like on it.
But after I sent it.
I'm gonna go do that now.
After I sent it, I was like, we probably shouldn't. We probably shouldn't do that.
No, you should.
Because call it what you will. No, I think that's a ridiculous idea.
I mean, there are other.
Let me put it another way. There are other better ideas, in my opinion.
I think that's fair. Black guys sound like Hawk. Like, awful idea too.
Hug a Jew day.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Terrible idea.
Alex is like, wait, this stuff happened?
Yes. Hug a Jew day happened.
And black guys sound like Hawk happened here.
At this esteemed radio station. This is why we get the respect that we deserve in the Chicago market.
It's this type of stuff that I forget to tell Layla when she's like, hey, give me some score history. I always forget that type of stuff, and that's the type of stuff I should be telling her. No?
I don't know.
No?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff.
No, there's a lot.
But I don't think that was a bad idea. I just thought, you know, like there are other better ideas.
I was just so overwhelmed by how great Tanny did with it yesterday.
It's Tanny's bit. He didn't even let us in on it.
He did not.
Like, I would have sat down and written up some puns, and I'd like to play along. I'm a punster.
I figured that there were some people that were probably starting to, you know, Cub fans or Sox fans. We're probably doing the same thing with their roster.
Feel free to send them in, folks. If you want to get your Tanny on, you want to get your Tanny becoming Boris on, you want to be a punster about a Cubs player, a Sox player, you send those in via text and we will collect them and get to them later on in the show.
That's true.
Don't be a chicken. You need your Benintendies.
Oh,
sorry, guys.
See?
I'll show myself out.
Alex, yeah, thanks for your call.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Speaks, the Bears have a really interesting game on Sunday, not just for the season record and the playoffs part. That part is obvious. What I'm excited about when it comes to this particular game is that this is the first time that we get to see a Ben Johnson rematch, that we get the opportunity to be like, hey, you remember what happened in week one? Now, what do you do? Like, how do you fight back? Like, what are the changes that you make, the corrections that you make? Your team is completely different now altogether.
Your team is completely different now.
So it's a new squad, basically, that he's running out there that's learned a lot. So what does it look like when Ben Johnson has an opportunity to look at the tape of his team versus another team? And will this be another marker for us to be like, you know what? Bears head coach is pretty smart.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. Because we know what Ben can do with the bye week as he restructured the entire run game. And they have come out since that bye. They're averaging 5.2 yards per carry since the bye. So that's what he decided to work on then. So what does he do with a game plan when he's got a team that beat him? And remember, the Lions, they beat the hell out of Brian Flores.
They beat the hell out of the Bears, too.
I know. But like 40-plus points. No, I mean like in Ben's time there. Ben was 4-0 against Flores, you know, as the play-calling offensive coordinator. And now he's 4-1. The lone loss was that week one game. So So now what does he do with theoretically an improved quarterback and certainly an improved running game? I think do you have an idea? Have you been thinking about what he's going
to
do?
I've just been thinking about it's different. Like, there are things that you have to consider. It's not optimal because that place is very loud, even with a team that's not as good as they were last year. It's a loud place, so some of the things that you are checking into and out of might be a little bit more difficult. Have we really seen Theo Benedict in an environment like this against a pass rush that can be generated by Brian Flores? Are there now things that he saw Caleb not be able to handle that he thinks, A, Caleb can now handle, or two, he has put in some things to help him handle it? Like, if you're seeing this blitz, like, we're going to go hot here, and that's like your only read if you see that they are blitzing from this angle or this angle. Like, strong safety comes down and you like, oh, that guy's, or Metellus. I love Metellus.
Yeah, man.
He's a good player.
Not Martellus Bennett.
I also love Martellus Bennett.
I know you do, but I think of him every time. It's Josh Metellus. Metellus is one of those wonderful hybrid toys that defensive coordinators in the modern NFL love to have.
Yeah.
Could be a safety, could be a backer, could be a nickel, could be a D-end every once in a while.
And they've lined him up at all sorts of places. Does Caleb have a better understanding of what he saw after being able to watch himself with Ben? You know what I mean? Like now, instead of trying to get the answers from the previous coaching staff about Minnesota, and that changed twice throughout last year,
mm-hmm.
for him to be like, okay, I understand the concepts of what we're running,
yeah,
and this is what happened in game one, I now see it better because Ben and I are in a place where he can explain it to me and I can go, I got it, and now let's go attack it.
I hope that that's the case. That's certainly the goal. I'm not convinced that Caleb is there for that kind of thing yet, but you could see it in the scripted stuff. You know, and then we know that Caleb is comfortable in the fourth. In the first matchup, it was J.J. McCarthy who was comfortable in the fourth and dominated, and Caleb did not. So maybe his overall comfort will be there. I think the run game, as the dominant engine of the offense, just makes everything easier for Caleb. So that, I mean, I'm just so glad that that has been established. That gives me the most calm going into this matchup because, I think that Brian Flores was able to stop the run without doing much to try and scheme to stop the run the first time around.
No, you're 100% right. So that's something that they can kind of say, hey, we have improved upon and we will stick with. And then the other part to me is sometimes you have to send a monster to kill a monster, and Brian Flores is a maniac. So is Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that it's been sitting with him like, we lost that game.
Yeah.
But we were prepared for that game.
Right, but you know the stuff that, like Greg Olsen pointed out, when you see that the blitz is coming, just attack that spot.
Yep.
Like that play where he didn't
do that.
Don't
look left if the blitz is coming right and you know your hot is on the right side.
I assume that that's some of the ways that Ben Johnson has attacked Brian Flores with Jared Goff in the past. Is like, hey, Jared, you know that Brian's going to do this thing. When he does this thing, just go ahead and just toss it right over to him, to the man who like goes into the space where he sent the people from. Like, is Caleb ready to understand that and execute that kind of thing? I don't know. I don't know if he is. He needs to eventually. Maybe he is a little bit more this week. But I feel like that stuff's still a work in progress.
It is. But that's why I'm looking forward to it, because now it's 2 months later. It's 2 months later and you have an opportunity to go, okay, we learned the lessons of the first game. And now we're going to adjust.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to put pressure on you instead of allowing. And I also mean that defensively, too, because that's what I would like to see them do.
To
like,
JJ.
To make his life uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's I'm glad you're bringing up the defense, because that's Ben's, you know, while it's Dennis Allen's purview, Ben's the man in charge. So are you going to attack JJ or not? JJ was comfortable.
Very. In the fourth quarter, for sure.
Yes, yes. He led drives to dominate that thing and pull the Vikings back. I don't want to see that again. I don't see that again. This is a kid who's looked like a kid an awful lot of times. We talked about it in Turn the Page yesterday. He's struggling after the first 15. They're having those conversations. They're like, JJ doesn't really get it other than what he and O'Connell are working on up close.
I remember those conversations.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate those conversations.
Yeah. It's no fun.
I call nine. Nine comes out, and I got to understand, like, okay, he can't be at his peak performance throughout 3.5 hours. So.
Yeah, we've referenced it, Tanny. You've played it. Do all the listeners understand that's JJ McCarthy talking about his own alter ego?
I call him Nine. Nine comes out, and I got to understand, like, okay, he can't be at his peak performance throughout 3.5 hours. So how do I find little ways, you know, on the sideline, you know, get back to my breath, get back to my visualization that could kind of maintain that intense, you know, competitive stamina throughout the whole game?
Alex, yeah. What's your nickname for yourself?
for a certain part of yourself.
For when I am terrible at my job for most of the day and then turn it on at the end? Is that what you're talking about?
Your 5 o'clock hours have been really good. They really have. Something about the 5 o'clock hour lets Alex just relax, you know?
From 2:30 to 3, we're good. That's the first 15. It's 3 to 5 where there is a huge issue.
There's a lot of chaos in there. I need to do a better job with that, you know? Like, in taking care of that chaos.
Yeah, you got to coach him up, man.
Yeah.
Come on, Lawrence.
We'll get you through it. Like, we'll definitely get you through it.
That's good self-awareness out of you, though, Alex. That's impressive.
There's still a lot I need to learn.
Yeah. In structure... you're making more plays in structure now than you were a few months ago.
You guys don't see him dancing around sometimes when he's putting a guest on the show. He's just dancing around back there.
Tell you what, the body language is better than it was last year. Something goes wrong, he used to just like slump in his chair, fall apart. You got to be a leader of men on that side. Teddy doesn't know how to do anything without you leading him.
I'll just use the 4 o'clock hour to slump in my chair.
Do that.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North's Doors True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.